Right. Let's go to Darren Bailey right now. He is speaking.
God bless you. God bless you. We're having some technical difficulties here real quick. Okay, I can't see anything.
Thank you, Darren.
Friends, God bless you. This is amazing. And I do want to tell you something. This isn't part of this speech, but there's still room for a miracle, friends. Okay? Still room for a miracle until all the votes are counted. But from what we know, tonight didn't turn out the way we wanted. But thanks to God, we still have so many blessings. I want to thank my incredible wife, Cindy, for this journey. Cindy's my high school sweetheart and has been by my side every step of the way, being my strength on the good days and on the hard days. I love you. I love my family who has sacrificed so much while we were out on the campaign trail fighting for the future of this great state that we love. And Stephanie, thank you for joining our team. Isn't she great? Stephanie and Bill have worked so hard all across this state to help us get our shared message out, and I'm very excited about her future and our movement. Thank you to the people of Illinois. Thank you for our amazing team and everyone who worked so hard, everyone who voted, everyone who donated, everyone who prayed to help us in our fight to restore Illinois. Your support has meant the world to me and each and every day, and I thank you for that. Friends, the greatest blessing the past 2 years has been hearing your voices, your struggles, the worries that keep us up at night, listening to you. I've been to every county in this great state. We've listened to the voices of working families, parents, taxpayers, law enforcement, and everyday citizens who have been struggling and who've been forgotten. Voices of different faiths, voices of different ages, and voices of different places. Voices from the farms, voices from the suburbs, voices from Chicago and absolutely everywhere in between. Those voices don't come from people who look the same. And they sure don't come from people who sound the same. But make no mistake, the things that we want, the things that unite us, they are the same. And they always have been. And that is to provide for our families, to be safe, to live lives of opportunity and of freedom. And friends, I can promise you this. I may not be going to Springfield as your next governor, but I will never stop fighting for you. I will never stop listening to your voices. I can't. My family depends on it. I just spoke to Governor Pritzker and congratulated on his win tonight. The challenges are many, but I'm going to do what I always have done, what Americans always have done. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to go back to work. My priorities will continue to be the things that unite us. Protecting our freedoms, bringing jobs to our state, and safety to our streets. Republicans need to be the loyal opposition in Springfield. Loyal to our state. Loyal to our country. Loyal to our Constitution. But in opposition to the radical policies of the Democrats. Friends, we must work together to find solutions for all the people of Illinois. Illinois can be better. Illinois must be better. Our leaders must be better. And J.B. Pritzker, you need to be better. You need to be better for Illinois. You need to be better for our children, and you need to be better for our grandchildren. Friends, thank you so much for being here tonight. Continue to pray. God bless America. God bless this great state of Illinois, and God bless you, and travel home safely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.